Washburn ran up, waving his arm. "How are you, Lincoln?" he shouted. Pinkerton, thinking he was an attacker, jumped in front of the president-elect and delivered a sharp blow with his elbow to the congressman's chest, causing him to stagger backward. "Don't strike him! Don't strike him! This is my friend, Washburn," Lincoln said, grabbing the detective by the shoulder. An embarrassed Pinkerton apologized for punching him. The four men walked quickly out of the depot to the street, where Washburn had a carriage and driver waiting to take them to the Willard Hotel a mile away. The Lincolns would stay there until the inauguration. The president-elect gazed out the carriage window as they rode over cobblestones, passing by the Capitol's unfinished steel dome, surrounded with scaffolding and derricks, by street vendors setting up stands, and shop owners opening their stores for the morning. A shabby stench hung over the city from the odorous B Street Canal and Tiber Creek, which ran through its center. A block from the Willard, Pinkerton ordered the carriage driver to stop and climbed out with Washburn and Lincoln to walk the rest of the way. Lehman rode ahead with the driver to scout out the hotel's entrances for their arrival. When they reached the Willard, Lehman told them to take Lincoln through the less crowded ladies' entrance on the 14th Street side, where he had one of the Willard brothers standing to meet them. When Lincoln arrived in 1861, the Willard Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue was considered more the center of Washington life than the Capitol or White House. Expanded 3 years earlier, with a six-story addition built on the southwest corner of 14th and F Streets, the hotel had elegant gentlemen's and ladies' dining rooms, serving as many as 2,500 customers a day. Lavish parlors with pianos, sofas, and easy chairs, three large halls, and two broad oak staircases. Low-income clientele took the cheaper top-floor rooms, while the well-heeled and foreign dignitaries occupied the better quarters of the lower floors. Now, with escalating tensions, northern and southern guests stayed on different floors and were directed to separate exits to avoid clashes.